also stumbled into a karate studio where I met a Zen master masquerading as a karate instructor. So Mr. Nakamura taught me how to meditate. So I did that for 4 years straight. Most people don't know that about me and the SEAL teams that I did. That was my experience before I went to Buds. I literally got my MBA from NYU, my certified public accountancy certificate, and my black belt all in the same month, October of 1989. And I was on the train to Newport, Rhode Island in November to go to Officer Candidate School. I was dirt poor. I had my karate stick, they call it bow, with me. And I got off the bus at Officer Candidate School with my bag and my karate stick, and the gunny sergeant comes up to me and he goes, "What in the hell are you gonna do with that thing?" And then he looks at me, smiles, goes,
"Oh, I know what you were planning on doing with that. You were gonna stick it where the sun don't shine."
I kind of contracted. All of a sudden, I'm transitioning into the civilian world, and I gotta make money, and I decided as an entrepreneur, I would do something fun and where I could get a lifetime of free beer, and that became the Coronado Brewing Company. I couldn't poke any holes in it at the time. It was the strangest, most bizarre period of my life. So they had 3 years of proxy battles where they tried to take control of the business, and they failed every one of them. So my wife, one day, we're walking on the beach in Coronado, we're walking like down to Buds and back, and she's like, I just can't do this anymore. I said, but I'm gonna win. We got this covered. I had my Navy SEAL hat on. I was walking past the SEAL teams. I was feeling strong. And she's like, I can't do it anymore. And so I was like, okay, uncle. So guess what? I went from Coronado Brewing Company / USD, getting my doctorate, to war. So, we were on that battle rhythm. So I would wake up around 10 in the morning, and what I did is found a little place near this pond, which had one of old Saddam's, little cottages there. It was all shot up and pockmarked with bullet holes, and, the pool was just, just the whole thing was a mess. But I found a little place, and I had a yoga mat with me that I tripped all the way over there, and I knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I was not going to.